Culturalization in Video Game Localization, Beyond Translation, by Marina Ilari and Sham Abdur. As many of us in the localization industry know, research consistently shows that people prefer consuming products that are presented in their native language. This leads to higher engagement and an increased likelihood of purchase. However, when it comes to video game localization, an effective strategy goes beyond translation. It requires culturalization, the process of adapting a game to fit the cultural norms, values, and expectations of different regions. This includes elements such as character design, storylines, symbols, and themes, ensuring that the game resonates with local audiences. A great example of culturalization in gaming is Animal Crossing. The game features a fictional language known as Animalese, which was cleverly localized for different markets. Notably, the Japanese and English versions of Animalese sound entirely different. Why? Because if a fictional language feels too foreign or unfamiliar, players may struggle to connect with it emotionally. By adjusting the tone and rhythm of Animalese to suit the expectations of each audience, Animal Crossing created a sense of warmth and belonging, which was an essential ingredient for a game built around community and connection. Through close collaboration with various game studios, we have observed that culturalization efforts typically fall into three main categories: reactive, responding to challenges as they emerge; neutral, taking a universal approach that avoids cultural specificity or bias; and proactive, intentionally integrating cultural awareness and adaptation throughout the design and development process. The choice of strategy often depends on several factors, including the significance of a particular market for the game, as well as the timeline and budget available for culturalization efforts. In this article, we dive into culturalization strategies tailored to a specific world region, language, and game, showcasing how thoughtful adaptation can elevate the gaming experience. Culturalization in the MENA region. The Middle East and North Africa MENA region is one of the fastest-growing gaming markets. With more than 70 million gamers today and a projected 90 million by 2027, this market is expanding at an unprecedented rate. Despite Arabic being the fifth most spoken language worldwide, the gaming industry significantly underrepresents it. Less than 5% of content is available in Arabic. This gap presents a major opportunity for developers to engage millions of underserved players. With more than 400 million Arabic speakers across 22 countries, the region is far more diverse than it may appear at first glance. While Arabic serves as a unifying language, cultural traditions, dialects, spending behavior, and user expectations vary widely from the Levant to North Africa and the Gulf region. Successfully tapping into this market requires more than just translation. It demands a deep understanding of local cultures, preferences, and gaming behaviors. Understanding MENA's diversity is crucial for all gaming genres, but it becomes even more critical in kids' gaming due to the added layer of parental oversight and trust building. Unlike general games, in which player engagement drives success, kids' games must cater to both children and parents. Parents act as gatekeepers, ensuring content is safe, educational, and culturally appropriate. This makes trust an essential factor in a game's success. To truly gain parents' trust and ensure engaging young Arabic-speaking audiences, games must not only be available in Arabic, but also designed with Arabic language structure in mind. Arabic is a right-to-left language, which means that game interfaces, menus, buttons, navigation controls, and dialogue boxes must be mirrored for a natural user experience. Another challenge is literal translation. Direct translations from English to Arabic can result in awkward, inaccurate, or even offensive interpretations. This is why working with native speakers and cultural experts is essential to ensure that the content is appropriate. Tiny Minis. A great example of how localization and culturalization can transform a game's success is Tiny Minis, an all-in-one edutainment education plus entertainment platform designed for children aged 2 to 6. Available in 5 languages, the game features over 1,000 activities, including meditation, storytelling, and creative play. Before launching the Arabic version in January 2023, Tiny Minis had a modest presence in MENA. However, after localization, sales in the region skyrocketed, increasing by over 25 times within the year. Conversion rates more than doubled thanks to a tailored, localized experience. By 2024, MENA accounted for 30% of the total audience and 25% of overall revenue, with Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Kuwait, Egypt, and Qatar leading in market performance. The game's rapid growth in MENA was about understanding what parents and children in the region truly needed. The developers took a culture-first approach, considering factors such as character and world design, introducing culturally relevant characters like Sanjib, a friendly squirrel inspired by the Arabic word Sinjab. Localized storytelling, creating new content for Ramadan and teaching kids values like patience, charity, and family through interactive adventures, see Figure 1. Culturally themed events, celebrating Saudi National Day, Eid, and other important holidays with special in-game content and printable activities. Parental controls and dashboards, addressing concerns of MENA parents by ensuring safe and educational experiences for their children. Customized clothing and personalization, allowing kids to express themselves through outfits inspired by local Arab customs from countries in MENA, see Figure 2. Authentic, non-stereotypical representation, focusing on authentic cultural elements that feel fresh and engaging. A prime example is the Luminous Lanterns book, designed to celebrate the beauty of Ramadan through storytelling and creativity, ensuring cultural relevance without relying on stereotypes. These adjustments made tiny minis feel more authentic and relatable to Arabic-speaking families, ultimately strengthening brand loyalty and engagement. Culturalization and the future of edutainment. The rise of edutainment highlights the growing demand for games that are not only fun, but also meaningful. Parents, schools, and children seek content that is engaging yet educational. However, achieving this balance requires careful localization and culturalization. For example, while Tiny Mini celebrated Ramadan in MENA, it also celebrated Easter in other regions, adapting content accordingly. By recognizing and respecting cultural differences, the game successfully created personalized experiences for kids worldwide. In a crowded global market, localization can be a key differentiator. Players naturally gravitate toward games that feel tailored to their culture and language. A well-localized game boosts engagement, improves retention rates, and ultimately increases revenue. Beyond the game itself, effective localization extends to community building. Tiny Minis collaborates with specialists, teachers, content creators, and influencers from different regions, ensuring cultural authenticity. Today, the game has hundreds of brand ambassadors, millions of views, and a strong relationship with its audience. Conclusion: culturalization is more than just adapting language, it's about creating experiences that resonate with local players on a deeper level. Whether it's through language, design, storytelling, or cultural celebrations, games that successfully integrate culturalization not only reach wider audiences, but also foster stronger player connections. As the gaming industry continues to grow, particularly in diverse regions like MENA, understanding and respecting cultural differences will be the key to long-term success. This article was written by Marina Ilari, an ATA-certified translator and CEO of Terra. She has 2 decades of expertise in the translation industry with a focus on video game localization. She also serves as an adjunct professor at New York University, where she teaches audiovisual translation, and Shamal Dour, the MENA operations manager at Gamester Kids. For over 7 years, she has been working on edutainment games with a special focus on enriching the Arabic content and culture within games. Originally published in Multilingual Magazine, Issue 240, June 20, 2025.